Acres, the new name for Benfield in Harrogate on Stray Living.
Buying a car, making sure you make a safe and solid purchase. What tips would you have?
First of all, do some research. We tend to find now that 8 out of 10 customers, no matter their age, they will do some form of research on the internet. 10 years ago, customers would probably go around 5 different garages. Now, obviously this is an average, it's about 1.4 garages they will visit. Okay, so we'd like to make sure that Lookers is the one and not the 0.4. Really important to know what you're looking for. So the things you need to look at, who's going to travel in the car, things like that, and what you're going to do with it. But coming to making a safe purchase, which is really, really important, because the last thing you want to do is be out of pocket. Buy from a reputable dealer. Advertising is fantastic, and obviously that's what one of the things that Stray FM do, but I feel that one of the biggest ways of advertising is word of mouth. And the amount of repeat customers that we get in is, you know, it's amazing. You know, I just welcome my customers back every couple of years when they walk through the door.
And that speaks volumes that I keep coming back.
If you don't look after somebody, you won't see them. They're not going to be coming back. You only need to let somebody down once, and that relationship and that trust is really gone. Now, when it comes to actually purchasing a car, I mean, I've got a neighbour at the moment who's looking at buying a different branded car, and she asked me some advice last night. She goes, "What do you think?" And sort of pushed her phone into my face and said, "You know, is that a good deal?" And I said, "It really does look a good deal. Wherever you're buying it from." She said, "Oh, I'm buying it from a main dealer." I said, "That's really important, because chances are you'll get a warranty with it. Warranty, I feel, is really important. For example, if you buy a car from us, it will come with a minimum of 12 months warranty on it, and you'll get 12 months breakdown cover. But the things you need to be looking at, you know, has the car had a full HPI check? I don't know if you know what that is.
Background check on the state of play.
It basically checks up quite a few things on the car. So one of them, it'll make sure that there's no outstanding finance on it, because if there was, you could possibly be liable for that. Also check to see if the car has had any serious insurance claims on it, saying that, you know, a big accident. We're not talking about little scrapes or anything like that. They wouldn't come up on the register. It would tell you if the vehicle's been stolen. We sometimes get the odd customer, as in not odd in, but the odd, yeah, the odd one.
Not peculiar.
Not peculiar. All our customers are lovely. We get the odd customer, maybe one a year, where they come in and they go, you know, "Well, HP had a car," when they're doing the deal, and say, "You did know it was a write-off," and they're like, "No, I bought it from a friend." Okay. You know, even if you're buying a car from a friend, okay, or a work colleague or anything like that, it's definitely worth paying to go online and do a full HPI check on it. You know, even if you're spending a couple of £100 on a car, it's still worth spending that sort of, I think it's somewhere between £10 and £20. It's peace of mind, you know, and if you ask anybody, that's one of the most important things they'll want, is peace of mind. Drive the car. It's really important that you drive the car to make sure that it drives correctly. You know, if the salesman keeps turning the radio up, even if it is Stray FM, you need to turn it down, because you need to be looking at other stuff. Okay, you need to be concentrating on the noises that the car makes. I always take the car on the bumps and stuff like that, because it's really important that you know if it's got any sort of knocks or anything like that. Yeah, we're a little bit away from a motorway, but I always take people up the bypass as well, which is really good. When we talk about, you know, buying safely and buying the correct car, we're talking about making sure it hasn't got a checkered history. Sorry, another Lewis Hamilton quip there again. You know, have a look at the paintwork. You know, you need to be looking at stuff like that. And don't feel uncomfortable if you feel like you want to bring a friend with you. You know, if you just feel that you need a little bit of moral support, especially if you're somebody that hasn't been to us before and maybe haven't been recommended by, you know, one of my customers or one of the other salesman's customers. Safety in numbers, you know, if you feel you want to bring somebody with you, there's always plenty of tea and coffee on offer. If there's a couple of cars that you're looking at, it's not an issue, you know. We won't rush you. At the end of the day, we would rather you sort of said, "Right, lovely, you've given us all the information we require. We just need to have a think about it." Yes, we're here to sell you cars, but if it means that you need to sleep on it for the night, not an issue. At the end of the day, it's a massive purchase. Some people say, "Oh, you know, it's the second largest purchase after a house." Well, if you think that you buy a house and it makes money, depending on how often you change your cars, you might find that cars are actually more expensive than your original house purchase. So get it right. Go to a good dealership. There's a really good one on Knaresborough Road. They do Ford and Skoda. There's a really nice guy in the front of the showroom called Nigel. I know him personally. You know, all the rest of the guys, we're all here to look after you.
Nigel, thank you very much. Remind us where we'd find Lookers again.
Well, Knaresborough Road, just down from Halfords and just up from Tesco's.
Lookers, the new name for Benfield in Harrogate on Stray Living.